Well, big game seven last night, American Airlines Center. Stars beat the Kraken 2-1. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old friend, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher, who was the head usher for the game last night. And that was quite a scene, wasn't it, Jesse? Good morning.
You're going to have to speak up.
Yeah, Jesse, can you hear us?
Hello.
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 Yeah, Jesse, you got us?
Oh, yeah, you are here now.
Yeah, hey, that was quite a night, wasn't it, last night?
It was. I like ushering them games between the Dallas North Stars and them Seattle Crackers.
The Kraken and the Stars, yeah.
I think it's the Crackers, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, it seems like every NHL team ought to be called the Crackers to me.
No, they're the Kraken.
Speaking of Crackers, what's your favorite Cracker? I like him Captain's Wafers.
Yeah, I may go Wheat Thin.
Wheat Thin, pretty good Cracker, huh?
back to the game last night.
Yeah, I don't understand that game of hockey. I tell you, that's the most confusing thing to come out of Canada since that Tom Green movie. but it's just kind of moves fast. I can't see that puck so well. Of course, yeah. My eyes are kind of going, so I don't know.
Yeah. It's fun, though, right?
But
wasn't it exciting?
It's fun. I ushered the hell out of that game. I think I'm good luck to the North Stars. I swear, every time I usher for them, they seem to do pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going moving on to halfway to the cup now.
Yeah. That's right. On to the Western Conference Finals.
I know, and there were several stars in the audience crowd.
Yeah.
Bob Stearns, he was there.
Bob Sturm?
Yeah, we know Bob.
No, I think it's Bob Stearns.
It's Sturm.
It?
No, he's on our station.
Yeah, I know he's on your station. I just thought it was Bob Stearns. But anyway, he's also a celebrity sports writer for the Dallas Observer or somewhere.
The Athletic.
But, yeah, he got very belligerent with me.
Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Bob's not like that.
At the beginning of the game, he come barreling through the crowd, knocking people down and hitting babies in the face with some little small hockey stick thing.
Oh, come on.
Don't believe that.
He was saying, hey, total hockey expert coming through. Get
Bob
out of the way. But yeah, he was pretty vulgar and violent. Whenever someone got mad at him, he would just turn, look at him, and just start pelvic thrusting in the air.
Okay, that was not Bob then.
Doing crotch chops on himself and stuff. But
Bob wouldn't do something like that.
Mr. Cubans was there, too.
Mark Cuban was there?
Oh, yeah, he was drunk, spouting off about how the wrong team from that arena was in the playoffs.
Oh.
Wearing his, dressed in his playoff tiara and his MFFL T-shirt dress thing that he wears.
Surprising the cameras didn't catch that.
Of course, I wasn't looking for any conflict. I'm always into conflict, avoidance and de-escalation. That's what I try to teach
my
usher school. But lo and behold, it found me. I had to go full space karate on someone who tried to move down by the glass, didn't have the authority to do it. And he was a drunk guy, and he called me a boomer, and that's when I lost it. I'm greatest generation. I ain't no,
no you're not a boomer. Who was it?
So I karate chopped him in the esophagus and then curb stomped and knocked out all his teeth.
Oh, Jesse, you still have that in you?
Of course I do, yeah. After I issued all that justice in the great WWII, I still have instincts that kick in, but... So I want to apologize to David Moore for doing what I did to him.
Oh, no. Another nice guy. What are you doing?
But those ice, have you seen the ice girls they have there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ice girls, that's something else, I tell you.
Well, you need to be careful there.
Every time I look at their caboose bottoms, I feel a stirring in my nethers.
Yeah. Guess that's good at your age.
Yeah, it's still happening for you.
And I ain't felt anything down there since Jimmy Carter was in office.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's like It's like what Norm says. I'm dead down there.
Norm doesn't say that. We don't have to hear it.
Well, them high schools, they wake me up pretty good.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on with this policy 42 or whatever?
Jesse,
that's going to about do it.
We got to let you go.
Streaming over now.
We got to let you go.
All right.
All right. Take care, Jesse. There goes Jesse the Usher.